Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know I mean she looks.
Good morning, Sunshine Country, and we are going to have the opportunity to visit with the East Mills Community School District Elementary Principal Melissa Nielsen.
Yes, hello, good morning.
How are you, Ms. Nielsen?
Good, how are you?
How's your day today?
It's good.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, long weekend was nice.
What'd you do this past weekend?
I did a lot of relaxing, to be honest.
Yeah?
Watched some football, of course, but
are you a football fan?
I am.
Who's your team?
I'm sad to say, but Nebraska Huskers. Yes.
That's not bad.
I know. They're good start.
They started. Yeah. This is their year. That's what we say,
right?
Well, there you go. Why Nebraska?
Really don't know. I had family members who liked them when I was a kid, and I just caught on with them.
You know, do as we might. Yep. My son has become a Husker fan through and through.
Yep.
So there you go. It happens, I suppose. But yeah, fun weekend.
Yep.
So overall, what is this? Is this the second, third week of school?
The third. Yep, third week of school.
So how's the start of school year going?
It's honestly been great. It's been pretty smooth going, knock on wood, but it's been going great. I did forget to mention today is our first day of preschool.
Oh.
For our four-year-olds.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So tell me about that. What time does that start?
They start just the same as the rest of us. So 8:10 is their start time, but it's their first day because the preschool teacher has to do home visits before preschool gets started.
Oh.
So we start them a little later in the year so
I
she can get that all done.
All right. So good start overall to the year, and we're off and running.
Very good start. Yes.
Okay. Where do we want to start? Number one thing that you want people to be – so a new school year, new initiative, or maybe not new. Maybe it's something you do all the time.
Yeah.
The East Mills Wolverines Pride.
Yes. So the last few years we've always done Wolverine Way every Friday where we draw out students who have shown their pride throughout the week and they get awards on Fridays. But this year we revamped it a little bit. So it's a preschool through 12th grade thing that's supporting the Wolverine Pride. We changed the wording a little bit as well. So P is for positive attitude. That's what the elementary is really working on this month. And we're going to do monthly assemblies to go over these and then, you know, give out prizes and then bring up the Wolverine Way winners in front of the whole elementary building. And then also talk about like attendance goals and rewards, reading minutes and rewards, lunchroom behavior rewards. So kind of like once a month we give out all kinds of rewards during an assembly.
Okay. How did you come up with all those? Do you have a group or a committee?
Yes,
or
we have a committee. We have a SEL, social emotional learning committee that helped come up with all this. And so they really helped support this. And the committee came together to kick off our first assembly the first Friday of the week. And the kids loved it. They did great. And so we're looking forward to our next one, which will be on homecoming. So that'll be fun.
Homecoming's going to be here soon, right?
Yes, October 2nd.
All right. So you're okay. So as elementary principal, you're there year round.
Correct.
Big difference from summer to like now school year, right?
Yes.
The building, I mean, you do all those things you have to do to get ready for the school year, and there's a lot of stuff to do. But when you get the kiddos back in the building, it's just more fun, isn't it?
Yes, a lot
certainly
more fun.
Louder, right?
A lot more fun, a lot more noise. In the summer, it's really quiet. It's peaceful at times, but I do miss hearing the kids in the hallway.
Sure, sure. Okay. So you're revamped the Wolverine Pride, and you're going to – it's underway.
Correct.
Now, that's school-wide, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about the elementary because that's where you're at every day.
Yeah.
The PTO. Talk to me about elementary PTO. What's the PTO do?
So our PTO, parent-teacher organization, we have a good crew of moms and dads that help out there. We probably have about 15 to 17 people that help when they can. And so our PTO helps pay for our school field trips in the elementary. They often provide a lot of snacks for the classrooms. They will pay for, like, fun events throughout the school year, but then they also have to fundraise for these things.
Sure,
so one thing they're doing right now is called the Spirit Store. It's a brand new idea we had. It's selling, like, green and black gear for East Mills and trying to, you know, really pump up the school spirit.
I think I spoke to someone last year.
Okay, yes.
About that at the high school level.
Yeah.
Well, a class or something that Yeah, Miss Stokes, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway.
So, like, we had a couple moms sit at the home game on Friday night and said it was a really good idea. It went well that if we could do more and more home games, and we hope the whole week of homecoming to sell during the school days just to make sure everyone has their East Mills gear and that they're supporting the school and they're able to show their spirit.
So the Spirit Store, now, is that only, like, in-person at events, or would you have that on your website? Or
We currently don't have it on our website, but some people have reached out. We do have a PTO Facebook page. Some people have reached out, like, can I put in an order and pick it up, which is perfectly fine as well.
Okay.
And then we have our president, Jensen Stevens. She's also selling Wolverine, like, shirts and gears, just basic shirts. So it's not supporting any certain, like, sports team or anything, just East Mills gear in general.
Okay.
So that's been good as well.
And that money then goes back to the PTO.
Yep.
The proceeds that are made from that, which goes back to the kids ultimately.
Correct.
Is what it happens with that. So
correct.
So that's a great thing, right?
Yes.
I mean, you love to see those active PTOs giving back and paying for those things. It probably wouldn't otherwise happen.
Correct.
So, all right, cool. So that is ongoing now. So you can purchase your gifts at stores or, I mean, at events, football games, that sort of stuff. That's kind of cool.
Yes.
Fun. Do you have your East Mills gear?
I do have my East Mills gear, but I'm always getting more.
I need an East Mills shirt.
Oh, well, we can hook you up. We'll get you one.
Melissa Nielsen with me this morning, the elementary principal with the East Mills Community School District. So, cool. What else does the PTO have going on that we need to be aware of? Anything else, Ms. Nielsen?
Yeah, so we have a free will donation dinner going on September 22nd. It's a home volleyball game against Fremont Mills. And so we're doing a pasta dinner through the Classic Cafe.
Oh, cool.
And it's just free will donation, so whatever people can give. So come hungry and eat and give what you feel like giving. And
that'll be prior to the game?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Very cool. So go and enjoy and give way more than you think you should.
That'd be great.
That's what I encourage. So that'll be the next opportunity to support. And then again, that all goes back to the endeavor. So
correct.
All right. Where do we want to go from there, Ms. Nielsen? Next on the list would be what? Homecoming. You mentioned homecoming.
I did mention that. Yep.
So let's talk about that.
So October 2nd is homecoming. That Friday, the football team will be playing Boyer Valley. And the theme this year is video games.
Okay. Explain that to me. How does that work?
So, like, for an example, I know my fifth grade is doing Minecraft. So, relating to any sort of video games or any sort of genre or lingo with video games.
Okay. All right. So, October 2nd, Boyer Valley, homecoming.
Correct.
Go and have fun.
Yes.
That seems like, and that's going to be here, about a month away.
About a month, yeah.
So, what's going on at the, elementary math standout.
Yes.
This is a Math Star Award. Tell me about this.
Yes. So we have a now fourth grader, Henry Beebe. He qualified to be a national Math Star through his MAP testing. This is in something we take 3 times a year.
Uh-huh.
And so he was told about it at the early summer, like right when we got out of school. Since then, he has taken 2 tests for this program, and he had to pass both of them in order to qualify. He has passed both of them. So now he is considered a national math star. He's one of 34 kids in the state of Iowa his age for this.
Wow.
And so this program helps support him and his family to keep, you know, pushing him and making him and helping him with resources to take higher math and science level classes. And so in order, it helps him throughout his rest of his career in school.
How's that? That's cool.
That's very awesome. And his parents have been really great at communicating with us. You know, here's what we need to keep him on track. Here, what can the school do? Here's what we can do. So it's a really great honor for him. It's amazing.
Wow. So what is the name of that again?
It's the National Math Star Program.
Okay. Wow. I didn't make that when
it's
I was
right.
in school.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's so cool. Congrats. And his name is Henry?
Henry Beebe.
Henry Beebe. Well, congratulations, Henry. How cool is that? I should talk to Henry sometime.
That'd be great.
You think his parents would go for that?
Oh, for sure.
That would
maybe,
be very cool.
Yeah, maybe our talented and gifted teacher, Miss Gardner, could come with him.
That
He's also
be,
in that program.
Of course.
Yeah.
That would be cool. So, so the idea is to identify these students and then to kind of keep pushing them along that because obviously they're talented in those areas. That's so cool. Very good. Melissa Nielsen with me. What else do we need to talk about? That's a pretty cool endeavor, I think. So
it is very cool.
You know, you love to see those kids do well.
Oh, for sure.
That is awesome. So, all right. I digress. What else do we need to touch on?
No, you're fine. Right now in preschool through fifth grade, we have about 200 students, which is around average of what we've had the last few years. Our preschool class is a little small and our fifth grade class is a little small, but last year our fifth grade really bloomed throughout the year. We kept adding in more and more kids, so maybe that will happen again.
You have a lot of good things going on at the East Middle School.
Yes,
for sure.
Things.
So where is the elementary is located where at in the building?
So there are the whole, like, basically the new wing on the south end of the building that got added on. Mm-hmm. That is majority of the elementary part.
Okay. This is year number two?
Three. Yep, at the new building.
How do you like it?
I love it. I like that we're all together. It's easier to find people, talk to people, collaborate. Sharing teachers is much easier when we're in one building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had a big night Friday night in football.
Yes, great
so
game.
The East Mills Wolverines came out on top in that game. So yes. Coach Nordine was happy.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. Yes.
So,
sure.
What else do we need to touch on, Ms. Nielsen, that we haven't touched on yet?
Right now, we are starting up some of our fall testing and diagnostics, which I know is not an exciting
thing.
Well,
that's super fun.
I know it's not exciting, but it really helps the teachers. The earlier we do this to build or create our intervention groups or our enrichment groups.
Okay.
We call it win time, what I need time for reading and math. Each is 30 minutes. So the sooner we get these things done, the sooner we can create the groups and figure out exactly what kids need in the areas of math and reading, uh-huh. whether that's extra help or whether that's pushing them further.
Okay. So is this a state's test or is this just a local district test?
Nope, it's a state. So we do MAP testing. We did last week and so did our junior high and high school. And then this week we do what we call FAST testing. Both are... Majority of schools in the state use both of these tests.
I have heard of both of them. Yep. So, and you do fast testing two or three times
yep,
a year, right?
Three times a year.
Okay. Like mm-hmm. now,
winter,
mid, and then back in the spring
yep.
or toward the end of the year. Okay. Very cool. How long does that take?
The MAP testing takes a kid probably 30 minutes to an hour. And then fast testing for little kids takes a little longer because they have multiple subtests. For the second through fifth graders, it only takes about 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it's more of a reading a fluency passage.
Okay. And so that is really fast. Is it like over the course of days or just one time? You're done?
Yeah, one time for second through fifth. One time they read three passages. It takes the median score, and that is your fluency read.
Okay. Is this on a digital device or is it on paper?
The kids read it on paper. The teachers are tracking it on their computer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So that's kind of ongoing and will continue to be the case, right?
Correct.
All right. What are your thoughts as an administrator with the digital K through fifth grade limitation? I think it's 60 minutes
yep,
for screen time or something like that.
Thoughts? Yeah, I'm all for it. Currently, like our preschool through second grade before this new law came about, barely used their technology. If they did, it was for required things or right. like computer science class or just maybe a little bit of listening to a book here and there. I'm all for it. I don't think a kid should spend all day on technology by any means. I think hour is enough for right. elementary kids. Yes, they still need to learn some technology to prepare for their future, but...
Because it's part of what we do, right?
Yes, yeah. exactly. But I feel like majority of kids probably outside of school have access to phones or video games or computer games that they don't need more of that in school.
Yeah. So you like it?
I love it, yes.
Very cool. All right. I do too, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think it's good. And I think most schools, I think, really recognize that from everyone that I've talked to. So
yes,
Right. Are there other big changes? I mean, that's a pretty big policy change that parents may or may not even recognize because you
kind of already followed it anyways. Yes.
Are there other big policy changes?
There's some policy changes in the area of behavior that we're still working through and learning about. I feel like we already followed quite a few of what the policy laid out, but mm-hmm. there'll probably be more meetings that now occur when certain behaviors happen with parents and within the building.
All right. Okay. What else do we need to touch on? What's the rest of your day hold today, Melissa?
Well, the rest of my day is we have preschool starting today, so go meet them and then go about my normal day. We have grade level meetings starting today, which is when myself and one of my instructional coaches meet with different grade level teachers different days and times throughout the week. So our first two are today.
Okay.
So we'll start talking about data.
Ah.
And then I am actually coaching junior high volleyball this year. So I have a game tonight at home, luckily.
Who do you have?
We play Griswold.
Griswold tonight at home.
Yep.
How are your numbers for junior high volleyball?
Pretty good. Between 7th and 8th grade, we have about 24 girls out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
That's really good.
Volleyball is strong traditionally at East Mills.
Yes.
It's a strong program.
Yes.
Okay, so have you always had a love for volleyball?
I've always had a love for
volleyball. Did you play volleyball?
I did, yes.
And where
at? In high school, I played at Trainer, and then I played college for a while at Morningside.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yes. And then
what position?
Setter was my main position.
Yeah.
And then I was the high school assistant coach at East Mills for about 8 or 9 years with Connie Viner. And then when I became principal, I was like, I got to take a break from this. But somehow I keep randomly getting sucked back in.
It's always there. Okay, yeah. So you're tuned into sports then. Okay,
sure.
I'm going to get off track here a little bit
because
I didn't know that. So there is a lot of discussion, I would say concern among some, about participation levels with school, with sports. And like the poster child highlight of that is girls' basketball.
Yep.
Your thoughts on that? How do you get more or keep girls out or keep them involved? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
So I think right now volleyball is huge. Like
volleyball
year round is huge, which I also did even back in my day. But I also think it's really important for kids to play multiple sports. Like, don't just stick to one sport, in my opinion, because when you play those other sports, you're learning how to develop your body in different ways and do things that would also relate to your sport. So even if you want to play volleyball your love year round, you can still play basketball or do track or whatever it is. In my opinion, I think people should play multiple sports.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Encourage your kiddos to go out.
Yes, and I am a big encourager of that. So I've already have mentioned them, like, you should do more than this. And not just sports. Like, you should be in choir. You should be in band. You should go out for the play. Like,
right.
The more involved you are, honestly, the better you do in school. Because
there's research to back that up.
Yes, there's research. And you have fun. You make friends. You are always doing something. And it may seem busy, busy, busy. But those are the memories. Like, looking back on my high school career, like, those are the things I remember is the stuff I was involved in.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and okay. So I think too, I like your point about balance, because let's be honest, a few kids will go to college. Most kids do not. Even fewer kids have some sort of career involved in that. But the balance portion of that, managing a schedule, being with friends, dedication, hard work, mm-hmm. those are the life skills that stay with you throughout.
Exactly.
And I think it's important for people to remember that as well. But yeah,
exactly.
Be involved. So,
yes.
Very good. So is this your first game?
No, we had a game last week against Hamburg, which was our first game. We'd only had like 5 practices before that, but they did fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What's the game day routine?
Game day routine. Well, so 8th hour is when they can come to volleyball, but last time they took quite a bit of time getting ready. So I said, today you need to be in the gym by 3:00 so we can have a little mini practice before the game.
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Very good. Okay, what else? What time does the game start? Opening serve is when?
4:00.
Okay.
Yes.
What else do we need to be aware of? And by the way, Melissa Nielsen with me, the elementary principal at the East Mills Community School District. What else do we need to be aware of, Ms. Nielsen?
Well, we also tonight have home JV and varsity volleyball against Griswold and Hamburg. And then there's home junior high and JV football tonight.
Wow.
And there's cross country and Trainer tonight.
No
so
way.
There's stuff everywhere tonight.
You're everywhere.
Yeah, there's
stuff. I mean,
stuff
the school's all over the place. Mm-hmm. So, well, go and enjoy one of those activities,
exactly.
I suppose. So, very cool. Nice to see you. Anything else we need to touch on? Pleasure to visit with you. We need to talk volleyball sometime.
Yes, I would love to.
All right. Make it a great day. Nice to visit with you.
Thank you.
Melissa Nielsen with me, the elementary principal at the East Mills Community School District. And our thanks to Ms. Nielsen for stopping by.
Up in the morning and out to school.